Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
If you come into his presence but you don't come with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise, you can be embarrassed. Jesus came before those same gates, and he said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates." The gate spoke back and said, "You are not going anywhere." That psalm was a psalm of Jesus. David saw in the spirit when Jesus said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates." He said, "I'm the King of glory." They said, "Excuse me, there's one king beyond this gate, the Almighty God. We cannot have two kings of glory." Jesus said, "I am the King of glory," and the gates opened. There was resistance. He repeated himself. After you have done all to stand, the devil will not move simply because you say, "I'm the king's kid." Well, do you know how many people claiming things? There are people who claim they were the way, the truth, and life. We still know where their grave is. There are people going online sharing that the Bible is not correct. The Bible is not this thing. But when I read their own book, when I saw how they said God created the earth, I laughed. Because even science doesn't support it. Even Jesus met with resistance. When he said, "Lift up your head," you prayed three times and you gave up. Whose fault? Jesus died, rose, was going into the heavens with the blood. The blood is the real sacrifice. The reason why he died, the blood. And he said, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet what? Ascended." That means that before that final ascension that we recorded in Matthew 28, Jesus has already gone and come back. Are you still here? When you read the scripture, you're almost tempted to think it was just that ascension. No. He had first of all gone before his Father bearing the blood. This is the reason why. This is going to be the basis for which every criminal will be forgiven. This is going to be the basis for which every sin will be paid for. And he took, the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, that through that blood, he sanctified the heavens. The heavens were already clean. They were already kept holy. But when he presented the blood, the heavens received the first dose. He sanctified, he purified the heavens. After now, there's only one Lord, Jesus. It was his blood. You don't know, he says, blood of Jesus. You are watching comedy skits where they are making a mockery of your redemption. And you are liking it. You are part of their sin. There was a king that took holy things and cups and started drinking with it. Even served shawarma and toasted bread. And they crossed their legs. They were having the time of their lives. God didn't quarrel with them. Just took his pencil. You know he doesn't write every day. Mene. Mene tekel or passing. Sir, what language was that? God wrote a letter to somebody without consideration that the man would not be able to read it. That means God meant to destroy that man. He said, "Behold, I kill and I make alive." When God kills, it is not murder. Don't fall on the right. You say it's a deadly thing to fall into. Don't mess around. Eh? When you don't bring your careless attitude when you are coming to his friends, behave. Just behave. The reason why the world does not fear him is because they've seen that we ourselves have no regard for him. They've seen it. They've seen it the way we speak. They've seen it in the kind of things we post online. On Twitter, they've seen it, so they have no regard. That's why I can bring comedians on Sunday morning. And then you complain that you need to close on time. The fear of the Lord must return to our heart. Nobody will rise in stature and be anything in the realm of the spirit without the fear of the Lord. You can commit fornication and get away with it, but if there is fear of God, you don't need Bible again. I said the fear of God is in your heart. You don't need Bible not to sin. Joseph didn't have Bible. Enoch didn't have Bible. Noah didn't have Bible. And yet they call him righteous Noah. Though he didn't drink. Oh. When I see Baba, I go ask her, I say, why you call this man righteous? The guy didn't drink. Oh. I don't understand that aspect, but God called him righteous Noah. So, yeah, and if you said because Noah was drinking, you go and register in the school of alcoholism. I wish you good luck. Good luck. So the spirit realm is close to many because they are not serious. If you are dealing with a family altar or with a situation in your life that what was required to establish that altar is stronger than your own level of consecration, you will struggle. Come on, are you here? I say you may be born again and you may have the power of God. You may be singing, I've got a life of God in me. It's a song. It doesn't mean anything. It's a song. If the level of your consecration doesn't match up to that song, it may not account for much. Even though the witch and the wizard may be your colleagues in the office, you say it is those that know their God that will be strong, not the Christian. It is those that know their God. So if that witch in your village knows that oracle more than you, you are going for comedy, going for strange things, strange behavior. Strange behavior. Things that you can't do if your parents are sitting in the parlor. That's what you are doing. And you brought to God. What you cannot do in front. Even though you say your father is not a good person, but you can't do some things in front of you. But you brought it to God. And after all, God is invincible. Maybe God is in China self now. He has abandoned Nigeria. And you decided to start doing your thing. And God marked a king. Can you imagine you writing, say, Pastor, I'll send you a message. But you wrote it in French. Say, Mene, Mene, Tekel, or passing. Hey! The mother of the king said, there is a man. He served with your father. He served with several kings. That man, you are the one that put him in prison. You were a boy then. So you may not remember. He said, so that man is still alive. He's the one that has this kind of anointing. In fact, if I was Daniel, I would say before I come, pound yam and egusi. Do you have ogufe there? Ogufe, adu, then edo. What else do you have? Moth. Let it be very chilled. Like three. Chilled moth. Mortar Guinness, specifically. Mortar Guinness. The Guinness must be the mortar Guinness. You put that one, and give me bottle water, seaway. Or ever. This is say, let me eat first. I don't prophesy if I'm hungry. I need to eat first. Now, am I the one that committed the crime? Let me eat. I've been suffering there. Now you have problem. I don't rush. Where is Pandedam? Is this what I'm going to eat? This small thing. Go and bring Pandedam for me. This one, if I just do my hand like this, everything has finished. Go and bring Pandedam. There, I want to shave. What? Because the meaning of that thing on the wall is bad. So you have to enjoy it now. You don't. Because you may decide to tell them and they cut your head. So let it be my last supper. God wrote a letter. That's how angry God can be. If he write you a letter, you won't even know what he said. And as far as he's concerned, he has told you. You people don't know how angry God is. You don't know how angry God is against, in vengeance against your enemies. You don't know. There was a king that stood. He killed James. Then he stood on the podium. The mic. They say, oh my God, this one is not Cicero. This one is not Aristotle. This is the voice of God. The man just doing like this. That's how they wave to you when they come into power. See, till the next election, you not see them again. Don't wave. Hey Hitler, that's how you be waving. Then an angel of the Lord saw it, one of the watchers.
No. No. I called the other one. The last time somebody became so big in Babylon, what did we do to him? Say we turned him to an animal. No, if we do that one, it will be like God is repeating miracles. See, the angel came. Smote him. The guy started to rot. If you know how incensed God is in judgment against those pointing fingers in your eyes, you will rest. If you know how much God wants to defend you, you will let God be God and you will be a man. This New Testament too. Because some of you say it's Old Testament, Old Testament. You won't read your Bible. You don't even know the difference between Old Testament. This is New Testament. Book of Acts. They call it the Acts of the Apostles. The angel came. Smote him. The guy didn't die. He started to rot. So it was beyond death. He started to rot. Maggots were coming out. So there are layers of authority in the spirit realm. Give me Colossians. Is it chapter 1? You have to be serious. So if you are not serious, you can't walk with God. Colossians 1:16. If you are given to too much pleasure, you can't go far with God. Too much. I didn't say pleasure. I said too much. Because some of you will say what I didn't say now. You'll now be squeezing your face up. Squeezing your face is not a sign of spirituality. Some of you, your wife cannot even... She cannot open the door when you are praying. Who born you? The thunder that will strike her. Why do you glory in making your wife fall under the anointing? What do you glory? What is the glory in that one? Colossians 1 says, for by him were all things, what? Things that are where? That means there are, when God was creating this world, there was a time he created things in heaven. There were things, they call them things. Things, there are several of them. That means there's a reality of the supernatural realm that is quite different from what we have here. Bring it down. And things that are in the earth, two. Visible and what? So that you can't see them does not mean they are not there. Are you still here? God's outstretched arm for help in your life cannot be seen. It's invincible. But you will only see earthly manifestations. Huh? Your problem must be a big problem for God to come physically. So that means if he has not come, your problem is small. Are you here? I see your problem is what? Is small. Now, look at the next statement. Whether they be what? He was now describing. These are things in the heavenlies. Whether they be what? Please, hold on. Give me another version. NIV Amplified or Easy to Read or something. Get me a simpler version. Amplify Message Translation. For everything, absolutely everything above and below, visible and invisible. Next, what is rank after rank after rank of what? As everything is in what? Layers. Are you still here? Everything that God started in him and finds his purpose in him. Now, give me NIV, if you have NIV. You see, when you read this Bible, you need to slow down. It's not a love letter. Slow down and read it. For by him, all things were created, things in heaven, things on earth, visible and visible, whether thrones. You know a throne when you see one. Do you notice that throne has S? You know when we started this thing, I explained to you that they were beings that God created and gave them jurisdiction over the earth and kept Israel. The Bible says Jacob he kept as the lot of his inheritance and gave these other gods permission to rule. But he never gave them permission to do what they started doing. When they started teaching man sodomy, and start teaching men to sleep with men and women with women. He didn't give them that permission. And that's why in Psalm chapter 82, he called them and rebuked them. Are you with me so far? So the thrones were legitimate authority. Just the same way you have Baale. So we have thrones. All saddled with different authority levels.
and constitutional powers in certain dimensions and in certain areas. Are you with me so far? Are you here? There are some, they didn't call them thrones. He called them what? Powers. That means their basic constitution is what? Power. It is from this realm you can, they can give you power to be a sangoma, to be flying. Some of you like flying, you fly. When you try to be Superman, it didn't work. You went to the other one, collected, start flying at night, you know, doing things. So may you not jam trailer. One of these is when you fly, just trailer jam your jam trailer. Also. So you have to be careful. You understand? So powers, these are authority levels. When you meet these powers, they even being in their presence, you can sense their dominion. Have you ever been accosted by a demon spirit and you could sense the power or signature cards emitting? Even it could be in your dreams. You just sense like, this is more than my level. Yes, sir. The aura. When you know your, in the spirit, you know your level. It says, however, we are wearing tie. Say, bro, Mark, sister Fidelia. That one is here. In the spirit, it's your rank, they see. Whether you have prayer life or not, you will see it there. You can be here shouting now. But you have been sleeping for 12 years spiritually. In the spirit, we will see it. That you've even bought blanket. Cover your head. Snoring in the presence of God. But hey, I shout you, hallelujah. Preach. But spiritually, then you even roll until you get to express, waiting for a car. So you have to be very wise. Though. This is not for you. I'm just making it digestible. So don't be happy when you are sleeping, no prayer life, and nothing is happening to you. What is banish? They are finished. If you are sleeping, no problem. You are not praying. Nobody is attacking. Nobody is pressing you. Nobody, no challenge. And you are sleeping and waking up to the glory of God. It's not an achievement. You have to wake up. A wake up sleeper. For your light has what? Has come. Uh-huh. He said, whether they are powers or rulers or authorities. God was describing something here. He said all those things were created by Him. For who? For Him. But they went rogue. So who is a spiritual man? So there are kingdoms in the spirit realm. Alright? There are heavenly places. And you have to be serious. Give yourself. Just the way you go to university, I don't graduate same day. That's how you register in the school of the spirit. You can be there for years. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse, it says, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while what? Alive. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while alive. If you are given to too much pleasure, you will not have weight spiritually. There's a price tag for everything. You got to understand this. Are you with me? Alright. Who is a spiritual man? A spiritual man is a man of altars. A spiritual man is a man of altars. He has an altar before God. And I'm speaking in terms of Christians now. A spiritual man is a man of altars. Number two, a spiritual man is that man who knows how to connect to God. Whether you are in the car, whether you are asleep, whether you are in your village, whether you are at work, you know how to connect to God. You have followed Him long enough to know the switch. Even if there's no song to ginger you, no prayer warrior. Many years ago, I met a prophet and he sang one song once in Yoruba language. If you are Yoruba, you will appreciate the song. You know, but it's a song of prophets. I heard it for the first time. And he sang, he said, Olorun emi awon wo holi modubare. You know, my prophetic DNA was activated. That's, he said, Olorun emi awon wo holi modubare. You know, when he began to sing, it's a prophetic song. He was saying, the God of the spirit of the prophets, I give you praise for the work you are doing in my life. The God of the spirit of the prophets. So this, you know, forget English. Go and learn Yoruba. There are some songs that will not have meaning except they are in your language. So I cannot defend this one scripturally, but that's what I've come to find. But you know, that song resonated. I heard it just once in the year 2003. Stuck. So when I'm alone, and I want to do my prophetic thing, those are the songs I sing. So for you will hear English. It's English you need. But me, more, when I get into that corner, those are the songs I need. I don't sing all those gyrating things. They don't take you anywhere. They are good for the dancing, but they are not good for the spirit. So a spiritual man is a man that knows how to connect to God. Do you know how to connect to God even when you're under pressure? Those are the questions. The way to know you have mastered something is if you can deliver under pressure. Number three, a spiritual man is a man whose heart defers to God. When there's a problem, the first thing you ask is, Lord, what are you saying? That's a spiritual man. A man who, yes, you are planning, you are trying to take steps, but somewhere in your mind, you are waiting peradventure the Lord will say, stop. Don't go forward. Turn around. You are, and the moment God speaks, you don't owe anybody explanation again. You move. I told you guys the story of when I wanted to, the lady I wanted, I was high. And I said, this lady is so fine. She's yellow. She's not fair. She's yellow. So, and I said, for people like us that like extreme colors, dark or, you know, we don't do neutral. So, I was saying, if I go and pray about this, because my heart is there, God will say no, so I will not pray. So, my own is that when we just get to the altar and they join us, if God say, hey, what are you doing, young boy? Hey, hey! I said, she's your daughter too. She's a child of God. Enjoy, shall know. Have mercy. That's my plan. So, I had it, but I wasn't saying it. You know, I was saying it in my mind. I've concluded. So I won't, you know, it's what you say that people will know. So I was thinking it in my mind that I will not argue, I will not fight. We'll just be going. We'll just be going. The moment God just say, hey, what are you doing here? I'll say, sorry. We are both your children. Just bless us. We are fine. Bless us. Bless us. That was my strategy. God too now played my game with me. God too behave as if he didn't know. He just scattered the thing. You did this. You did this. He said, did what? Did you tell me anything? Say no, sir. I don't know what you are talking about. sharp guy. Keep planning. Say, I won't tell. Let's keep it. You join your wife. Say, let's not tell anybody this thing we are planning. Let's keep it. So when you mature, we'll now come and tell Pastor God. See? As he told you in the beginning, is now. As I did to your pastor, I'm coming to do to you. So anything you have, bring it out today. Let us check it. Tell your neighbor, let us check it. Let's check it. So they will not go and do. Now, sir, there's something we call. Okay. Number four. A spiritual man is a man who walks in the spirit. He's guided by the spirit of God. Number five. A spiritual man is a man that is able to judge all things. When something is presented to him, he's not looking at that matter on his merit alone. On his merit, the thing may be a fantastic project or idea. But he's judging. There was a particular project we wanted to go into. And for 3 months, and I even spoke about it. You know, we were planning and doing a few things. You know, and I just realized that I had not yet gotten the clearance I was looking for. So I called the other person in the other city and I said, I'm not having a release about this issue. Where should we go? What's on you? Just tell me your mind. I said, Pastor. And he picked the city that was in my heart. He said, Pastor, if you don't say I'm small, low. He said, this, what actually, this not God is my mind though. When he mentioned the same city, that the Lord, you know, the Lord just left that city. It was hanging, like dangling in my mind. He didn't say go. He just, the thing is just dangling. So I called the other pastor. Now, I don't have a release. Ah, he said, Pastor, I didn't know. Me too, I'm struggling. No. What city? He picked the city that was dangling in my mind. I started laughing. He didn't know why. I knew what God was saying. I said, close the other project, open this one. That was all. You judge all things. You don't go into projects because they sound or feel good. They may give initial satisfaction, but become a pain. Don't marry a man because he looks good or he looks like when both of you are rich, you'll be well rounded and you look like a senator. You know, the man may be a wife beater. In his family, there may be a generation of wrestlers. And you don't know because everybody went to school. Now, he doesn't even know it's from a family of wrestlers. But he's going to realize with you. When you are cutting, it's not the time to be going to Mr. Biggs, watching film and doing all those things. It's the time to dig deep into family history. I'm telling you. Because all things shall pass away, including Mr. Biggs. Yes. When you are talking to people, pay attention. Listen to idols and altars. We always find a way to speak. Pay attention. Stop fighting unnecessary battle. Pay attention. One day she will tell her, there's what she used to do in our town. It's every once a year, everybody used to come. Say, eh. Say, in fact, last year it was our anchor reverend that came and prayed for all of us after we finished. What was that? Say, it's like a family, it's like a tradition. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say, so what was it about? Say, you know, 300 years ago. Say, you never see wife. Because she's very passionate. Say, if you love me, you have to come. I want everybody to meet you. Meet me. Meet me. I'm just your friend. I'm your brother in Christ. You know. Bye bye to Jati Jati. For where? The spiritual man judges all things. So that even when you, I did not say don't marry her. What I said is by the time you have evaluated everything, and the grace is there to go ahead, that's a different thing. Don't be somebody go marry him. Even if somebody is the son of Amadioa, somebody has to marry her now. A child of God, a prayer warrior. Yes. So, but I'm saying you don't go in blindly. You evaluate everything. You already know what you are going to deal with. Before you go in, don't go in and say, Pastor, for like 4 months now, I don't know what's going on. She used to put her leg on the wall. Then she put her... You to put your own leg on the wall. Wherever she's going, follow her. A spiritual man is a man that is given to the word of God and prayers. You cannot take one and leave the other. There are some people telling you, it's not about the word of God. Since you have been listening to the word of God, as your life changed, people shout, no. It was one crusade we went for. The man of God came. Said, today I'm not here. I didn't come from Benin City to play with you. The man said, he works with the DSS or SSS or something. You know, he came to my city, my church. Said, I'm not here to preach. I'm here to deal with all the witches and wizards. Wow. I was very happy. You know, as a young brother that, today we are going to see power. Since you have been listening to preaching and teaching, as your life change, people shout, no! I'm here with the anointing to break every yoke. Stand to your feet. Message has finished. Anywhere witches may gather, Holy Ghost fire consume them. Holy Ghost fire consume them. Holy Ghost. Everybody side back. Everywhere was hot. People started falling. I said, hey, see power. Power. Mega power. All those hype men in Niger, God will judge them. All those hype men in church. Power. Mega prophet. Senior. No regard for the holy. People that need salvation are holding mic and shouting, mega, mega. Prophesy, Papa. Go deeper, Papa. You are your prophet need salvation.
That's how I deceive you. Because you, they know you can't judge anything. When they call you out and tell your name and phone number, you are lost. You could have found it on Facebook. Or type Google, what's Benga's address? So what's the big deal? Kini, big deal. You don't need to make a big deal out of it. Mega! A spiritual man is a man of the word of God. That means, that does not mean he opens a big Bible, put it on his head, and is going about. I'm a man of the word. No, what that means is that his life is controlled by the written word, and he almost has a scriptural background for every major decision. That's what it means. Because some of you now want to go and buy a big Bible. I didn't say you should go and buy a big Bible. I said that to be a man of the word of God means that your life is controlled by the word of God. The written word. Some of you are looking for Rema. Leave that one. Open Logos. Start from there. I want to see into the constellations of the spirit and begin to navigate through the intergalactic dimension. You will be lost. That place you are going, they will look for you. They will not know where you went to because you are lost in the constellation. Oh, Pastor, I just wish you understand the dimension of the spirit that I was exposed. You know, the Lord is really good, you know, Pastor. I saw in the realm of the spirit. I was taken through the stars. Through the stars, you will be lost. Because God told us we should not study the stars. So all those things are sweet, but I'm not impressed. A man of the word and prayers. Some churches today are built on word alone, the word of God. Preach the word, preach the word, preach the word. But Satan is dealing with them. Satan is dealing. People there are not giving birth. People are struggling. People cannot even humble themselves to say, our prayers are not being answered here. A lady came here, a regional manager from one bank, came here. She stood here and I stood there after and I said to her, I don't know where you are coming from. I said, but I see you are coming from a church where God doesn't answer their prayers. She said, hey, how do you know? I said, Pastor, I've been married for over 6 years. I've not been pregnant for one day. I said, follow me. Bring that volume down. I said, follow me. I said, when they run their test, what do they say? Say, doctor doesn't see anything. He says, I'm okay. I said, let's check again. And I lay hands on that. In the name of Jesus, let the blindfold be lifted. Go back to the doctor. The same doctor. They found 42 ovarian cysts in her body. Doctor was the one screaming. The girl herself was calm. Hey! I say, you know, you have been trained to psychologically and you are screaming. The person with the ovarian cyst is even calm. Hey! But you have been checking her. See, we all need spiritual eyes. And we need to see beyond. Even if you have been seeing spiritual, God needs to open your eyes so you can see more. Don't be deceived. When we are here, running up and down, abusing people on Twitter and on Facebook, where we are going to put our candidate there. Some of them are going night by night, altar by altar. One day, all of you just wake up, notice you are getting tired. It's as if the energies, you think it's natural. You now want the spiritual to discard all those things. But you are popular on Twitter. I think some of you, your eyes are opening small. It's not to him that will it. Altars speak. And altars insist. Don't be deceived. There was a particular king that the prophet told to dig trenches. Elijah. Was it Elijah? He told him to dig trenches. And fill it, that God will fill it with water and it will look like blood. And God will give the nation victory. They went in, guys, prophet has spoken. I trust anything Pastor Benga says like that. He went to sleep. They went to start gyrating. Jesus, the miracle worker. He is the miracle worker. Oh, he is the miracle worker. He has done it again. Da, 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 da. Those I saw were singing those days. We'll all of us be very sweet. Pastor has spoken. The prophet has spoken. The man of God of the hour. He has spoken. Went to dance. By the time they got to the battle, the unbelieving king saw that the battle was turned against him. He told his son, for the sake of this kingdom, I will offer you as a sacrifice. Meanwhile, these are some of the things the Lord condemned that the Israelites must not partake in. But the man looked at what can we do. The weight of the sacrifice is what will determine what will happen. It's not just to say you gave. The weight, how heavy is it? Can you lift it with one hand? These are spiritual things. The king took his own son. Call all the constellation and the megalomania and kill the boy. And God saw it. Then looked at his own people. Are these the people I want to suffer? God turned away. They are not serious. The battle turned against Israel. Not because of their numbers, but because of altar. There are certain things you will not understand if you are not given to the word of God and prayer. Because some things answer to the word, others answer to prayers. A spiritual man is a man whose mind is stayed on him. Stayed on God. A spiritual man. This is what I'm saying. Now put it on a scale of 100%. You are developing consciously a mental state where your mind just rests around the Lord. I'm not talking about your spirit. I'm talking about your mind. Because your mind is where the battlefield is. So you train your mind. Even when you are washing place or you are doing your office, or your mind is just hovering around the presence of the Lord. The Bible says the Spirit of God over the face of the deep. You just have this. Sometimes you have a song. Other times you have some meditations. Other times you are just hanging out. Mentally, you are talking to people. You are doing stuff, you know, but your mind is just hovering. There's a temperature. There's a heavenly room temperature that has been created in your mind. Such that whenever God speaks, you get it at once. The Lord told me God has spoken to you. Say, Pastor, I didn't hear anything. Check your mind. This place is a freezer. God likes it hot. It's a freezer. Your mind must be stayed on Him. Because we're talking about the unseen realm, the believer in spiritual warfare. You need to prime your mind. If you don't prime your mind for victory, you can't get it. Because what God said when He came to the Tower of Babel, He said the things these people have imagined to do cannot be stopped. So God needed to use His own wisdom and bypass them. He couldn't stop the project, but He stopped their language. And the project failed. Come on, are you here? You cannot, your mind is not a tool of the devil. Because you go to some places, they'll be telling you, the salvation of the soul. You better keep quiet if you don't know what you are saying. Your soul is not evil. Your soul follows the primary and major influence that is given. The salvation of the soul. What is salvation of the soul? I can tell you, but you don't know. Oh, the salvation of the soul. You better go and sit down. Let us, because it's one thing to be teaching, and that thing to teach for people to understand. When you understand, you won't need all those verbose things. When you finally understand, you won't need all those verbose things. But you need it to brag and make us know that we don't know anything. We agree. Okay, help us understand. Wahala. It's salvation of the soul. Come to the salvation of the soul. We have to come to the dimension of the soul. What is the dimension of the salvation of the soul? Since 1845, we are still on that table. No explanation. We will come when we come to the salvation. The soul shall be saved. A man whose mind is stayed on him. So learn how to journey with the Lord, even in your business. It's not as if when you now want to talk to him, you now be charging the engine. Boom, boom. The generator is not starting. You now be charging it. Okay, stop it. Stop it. The engine has knocked. If you don't, everything going on around us, entertainment, enter. The word entertainment starts with enter. Something is trying to come into you. And that's why you notice that you may not be able to pray. You may even be so tired, but you hold your phone like this on your bed. You can be there 1 hour. If you say pray, your mouth will become heavy. Who knows what I'm talking about? You now say, I've trained myself to pray in the mind. Ole, lazy man. Instead of you to tell us that there is ashes on this altar. So I will now to pray for you. Even if you must check Instagram. It's training. It's training. And don't be, I have Instagram account. I'm not saying it because I'm it's bad belly. I'm telling you, I have Instagram. In fact, this week I'm opening TikTok. A spiritual man is a man that can negotiate with God. Yes. Say, bring forth your strong reasons. Peradventure, there might be a way. This one is good for prophets. Because sometimes when things are going out of hand, as a prophet can say, Baba, please, this lady can serve you. When we pray and we notice the resistance, Baba, use that for your glory. There is nobody you cannot use. Baba, even now, I know there is something in your mind that you want to do with her. We'll be rapping God. We won't do it when you are there. It's when you go, we'll go on our knees, Baba. Even this one can be used by you. Even this one can be sent to the nations. Even this one, just like you found Samson, qualified for mercy, you can find her too. We'll begin to negotiate. After I notice, battle begins to break. Or like Moses, Lord, if you will not save them, remove my name. That's negotiation. If you are not okay, you that they want to sack before, you know where to tell God there. If you will not save Sister Joy, you remove my say. Even in Jamaica, say scatter la. You say who talk? Who talk just now? Who talk? Who talk that thing now? They don't carry race and they won't come on your knees. Yeah, baby. Now play, they play. Oh, he can't leave us. I just talk and I never even win. I don't carry eraser. No, be like that. I'm just praying. Now prayer with a prayer. No, we say, you know, I'm just trying to tell you how I feel. I'm not saying you should erase my name. You know, a spiritual man can negotiate with God. You can negotiate with God. The pattern son or the standard for a spiritual man is not Paul, it's Jesus. So before you go and join any bandwagon, you cannot put down any altar that in your mind you consider stronger than you. You see why many people are praying and it's like they are struggling. In your mind, you already know, this thing killed my father. This thing killed my grandfather. My great grandfather was a hunter. The shrine shot an arrow at him. He died by the stream. You are not even seeing that their ordinances have been wiped off. Their strength has been taken away. So you are praying from the position of defeat, hoping that somewhere God will come in. My brother, God has traveled. Hear me. The only key to victory is to come in with the right mind. The works have been finished before the foundation of the world. But if your mind has not traveled to the point where the works have been finished, you will keep praying and praying, doing 3 months deliverance, doing quarterly deliverance, doing half year deliverance. You will never be free. What I want you to do, what I want you to get out of this meeting is for you to be free once and for all. Hallelujah. Come on, say I'm an overcomer. So the next time, let me teach you something now. Probably I'll round up here. Because some of you are asking, we have heard how. When someone is talking to you, now personally, when people talk to me, because my prophetic gift works with laugh. Sometimes I'll just start cracking jokes with you. I'm not a comedian. Because some of you are suspecting me. I'm not a comedian. It's just the way I'm crafted. I'm laughing with you. So I lighten up the space in front of me. And then I enter. And I see what is going on. It's not until I pray. The key that I'm trying to transfer to you here is the key of rest. When somebody is presenting an offer or a deal to you, this is so fantastic, if you get, you're going to be earning 100,000 every week. Say, don't ask for the details yet. Say, okay, just keep talking. I want to hear this. Just let the person be talking. But start hearing the person from here, not here. There's something we call
There's a tool we call Fibonacci retracement. Eh? Fibonacci retracement. If you don't know, don't worry. But let me just describe it. It's a tool. Don't worry. It's not a tongue. It's a tool. This is the idea. When price level, you will not get the spelling. When price levels, for instance, we are selling pure water. Price level, everybody knows pure water is 5 naira, 10 naira. Max, what's the highest price for pure water? 50 naira? Okay, it's even 3 for 50. So you already know that max 3 for 50 anywhere in this country. Huh? Then Fibonacci retracement is a principle that tells you that when price or increase in a particular product rises to a level, it cannot go beyond it. It will come down. I'm trying to be as simple as possible. Just understand what I'm saying. So, but right now, price has gotten to 48 naira for 3. But we all know that in history, the only time the max that the price got to was 3 for 50. So those of us who know the market already understand that once that thing gets to 50, the possibility of the price coming down to 20 naira is higher than the possibility of it going above 50. Huh? So we are waiting at 50 for the price to drop. We had an experience last week in Nigeria. Some of you are buying dollar for 900, for this. You are praying that let this thing reach 1,000 so I can make my money and leave the market. The thing now is 690, I'm 670. One brother called me, was crying. Oh, man of God, can you believe what Eliabu? I bought dollar the thing. I said, sorry. He said, it didn't crash. I said, don't worry, it will still go up. Don't come and die in my house. I'm not the one that increased the price. So it's called retracement. So, for you to be able to bypass in your mind, there is, because of the fall of man, a demarcation had been placed. The way Adam could take information in the spirit, transmit to the mind with split second. The moment Adam sinned, the soul that sinned shall die. So man died. The spirit of man was disconnected from God. So even when God is speaking, yes, God is speaking, but your soul can mostly not process that information because it doesn't even know it's there. There's a disconnection. The wire has been disconnected. So when a man becomes born again, they simply put the life of God to reconnect you back to the mainframe. And then you become alive. So if God speaks to your spirit, then that spirit, your mind will begin to look for words that you are familiar with to interpret the signals. Then it comes into your mind and you think you are sometimes hearing yourself. But if your mind is mostly unrenewed, you will be struggling. Is it me? Is it my mind? Is it the food I ate? Is it what? Because I was discussing with somebody about something yesterday. You'll be struggling. That's why I told you, a spiritual man's mind is always stayed on God. Keep building that capacity like 70-80%, where an average thought that flows through your mind is modulated and controlled by the word of God. Once you get to that point, it's almost easier at the speed of thought to hear God. So you need to enter into rest. The way to bypass all these limitations is to enter into rest in your heart. Knowing that the one who removed the curtain when Jesus died and he said the way of the holiest have now been made open is also waiting to guide you into that realm. That he didn't just open the way and left you to be trying to figure it out. He opened the way and said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you. So what are we looking for? Rest. When you find rest, your rest comes from following him. In your daily walk. Not just in your prayer life. In your daily walk, in your regular life. As you are following him, walking with him. Where Christ becomes the primary basis for anything you are going to do. The spirit of Christ becomes the primary foundation. If I'm going to get married to you, it must be because I see Christ in it. Not because you are fine. Love is good. I love you. We have passed and ticked that box. But when I journey with you, am I seeing Christ around this thing? Now I go, there's this thing, if you want to go and save him. Hey, slow down.
If I tell you now that by looking at people, you can know things about them, you will say, hey, hey, don't, no problem. Just leave it where it is. That one you understand, just be following it. See, my prayer that next year, half of this church will be walking the descending of spirit. I'm telling you, descending of spirit, you want to take a step, God will open your eyes, you will see the spirits around you. Say, something is wrong here. Physically, everything looks perfect. Say, this place stinks with fear. What's going on here? Stink, you come into an office. You speak. Maybe you come. Not here. Something is wrong. AC, air freshener, but you come in. Something is wrong. You pick it. Don't live a life of the flesh. The ladder of life is lower than what we are talking about. That's why I said to you in the first service, if you are always struggling with spiritual battles, leave the battle, increase your capacity. The moment you begin to grow, fall off. You begin to fall off. Don't speak in tongues to mark time. Speak in tongues because you are a spiritual person. Don't speak in tongues and looking at time. Just 2 minutes. Since 2 minutes. You're a lazy man. And when you speak in tongues from here, not here. This is where the power is. Out of your belly. Come on, are you here now? Because we are all speaking in tongues, but we are getting different results. These are spiritual things. This is how to move from rank to rank. You do certain things consistently over a period of time. Then you break the resistance. There's a resistance on every level. You continue doing it. Then you break that resistance and you move to the next phase. All of a sudden, you notice that you don't even need to look too far. You are seeing visions together while being awake. You are seeing visions. You have spiritual eyes. You have spiritual ears. Has anybody spoken to you? And why do I tell you, you are here? Lies, 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 lies. They say, ah! See, so this project, the first phase is going to be 2.5 million, then we're going to move to the second phase, blah, blah, blah. And all you are just saying, man, some of you start hearing like a bell ringing your head. And the bell is like, okay, I'll get back to you. No, you say, we've got to move fast, this phase. There's no project here. Bam, bam, bam. Some of you say, they are calling me, they are not calling you at home. God is telling you, there's nothing there. See, I know my ear is always ringing. It will ring forever because you are not listening. Spiritual things. You go into a relationship with your emotions. No, you go in with your spirit. When everywhere is set, you cannot allow your emotions. There are some people you hang around as a spiritual man. You will lose your spiritual sense of. You will lose your what your spiritual antenna, your signal. You just no MTN network again. Hey. Shake. Then that's our sinners. So when I'm going out, can we do tomorrow? Can we? You start misbehaving. A man of God says, so can we do tomorrow? What's your show? No, we can. Okay, we can do 8 p.m. by 10. You get home. You that normally pray 8 to 10. You're not saying, do it. I'll come pick you. It's not, that's not the problem. The problem is that, sir, no signal. Where you are going, if you get into trouble, how do you radio headquarters? So you shouldn't be concerned. Jesus didn't scream. Jesus didn't cry when they were crucifying him. But the moment he couldn't sense his father's presence again, he shouted on the cross. He shouted, hey! My Lord, my God, why is that forsaking me? That's the heart of a man who is spiritual. Come on, are you hearing me now? So this is an okay sign. And by making a simple decision this morning, you can make a major shift. I didn't say pray. Just by deciding this is what you'll be walking towards. A particular man of God who was a Muslim became a Christian and he was thrown out of the house and ostracized. And I don't know why I'm saying this to, because this sounds like a prophetic message for somebody. Because God is saying, I've invested heavily in you. Looking worse. I'm talking to somebody now. Say, I've invested heavily in you. Looking worse. Stop looking around. The man was thrown out of his family because he became a Christian. And ostracized. And after so many years, because he suffered, he decided to go back and just take the risk, check on his family members, and saw his sister on the floor dead. She had collapsed, and people were screaming and weeping. So it wasn't, there was no time for the father to say, but I told you not to come back here. He met them in a terrible state. And he rushed to his sister and grabbed her. Say, what happened? The mom was like, she died, she fell or something. She was sick and died. And out of, he didn't know when the thing came out of it. In the name, I told you when you call that name, it's a battle cry. The name resonates in the realm of the spirit that something is. I don't want to use it like, I don't want to say it's like the hammer of Thor, but that one makes more sense to me. Like, it is in the name. It's a battle cry. It's not in Jesus. It's not phonetic. It's a battle cry. And the guy laid his hand on his sister. The first day you came, you raised the dead. This brother was already thinking that after that visit, he will backslide. Go back to the world. That he wants to be united with his family. What's the essence of my Christian faith? When I'm suffering, nothing's happening. I'm sleeping under the bridge. I'm discouraged. Nothing's happening in my life. This Christianity only brought me pain. Huh? He just came to visit the family. Maybe they will even say, okay, come here. Are you still doing this church thing? They will persuade him. But the spirit moved to jealousy. The moment you see some of them say there's no anointing, it's because there's no crisis. You don't know how anointed you are. When you are close to crisis, you will see the movement of the spirit. You will know that, there's a warrior here. The guy screamed, the lady coughed and came back. The father who chased him out the first to kneel down, says, the mother kneel down. All of them kneel down. The compound, everybody. This one is not that. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Oga, leave that one. So somebody just woke up here. Do you still want to give your life to Christ, or you want to continue what you are doing? This one is evidence. Evidence cancel insult. You understand? So you say, oh, really? Now that one is still one. You saw something now. You want to be recite. You didn't recite anything. When before I got here, you are. Neither. That was the beginning of salvation. Everybody gave their life to Christ one day. The brother was thinking after that day is going to backslide. The spirit moveth in us to jealousy. There's power on your inside. If only you know. It's only what you focus on that is amplified. You have to learn to look inside you. The spirit of God moveth to jealousy. Anything that rubbishes the testimony of the Lord over your life, the spirit will move towards it with jealousy to crush it. Is somebody here now? I said the spirit moveth to what? To jealousy. Anything that attempts to crush your testimony and to make you feel like all those things you saw about God was a lie, the spirit will move towards it with jealousy. Because God will not allow the devil to write the last chapter of your life. They came for Paul the moment he gave his life to Christ. They came after him chapter by chapter in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 28, they came again, and the ship was going to capsize and it was going to die, and he said, the Lord said the ship will be lost, but no life. You are still prophesying, man of God. We came for you. He got out from the, if Paul had been a preacher but didn't know how to swim, everything you learned in school will be useful. Everything you learned by the way will be useful. If he only carried Bible on his head, it will sink. It will sink because on that day, every man for himself, Paul was able to swim. You can't learn swimming lesson when waves are all around you. I said everything you know now will work for you. It will work for you. Yeah. Yeah. God said you'll be saved, but God didn't tell him you will need to swim. He got to the island and the viper came out, stung him again. And they looked at it, said, this man is an offender. He will surely be judged. And Paul looked at it and he shook the beast into the fire. They meant death for him. They saw what was happening to him as vengeance, divine vengeance. But in that place, there was revival. There was revival. And he said, I will not stop until I stand before Caesar, bearing the gospel of our Lord. He didn't stop. He said, I appeal to Caesar. He didn't stop. He knew what they were planning. He said, I appeal to Caesar. We are going straight to Aso Rock until every king and every queen hears the gospel from my lips. We won't stop. He was embracing death. If peradventure, the life of Christ will be revealed. By the time Paul was dying, Paul said that they that are of the house of Caesar,
Paul had gotten some of them saved. They took him from Jerusalem to go and destroy him in Caesar's palace. He said, "You, have you given your life to Christ? Come, come, come. You, what about you?" He was leading men to Christ. At the time he was writing his final letter, he said, "Day of the house of Caesar." Day of the house of Caesar. Listen, the devil will not write the last chapter of your life. Rise to your feet. What was meant to destroy you, we elevate you. I said, what was meant to destroy you, we elevate you. What was meant to destroy you, we elevate you. That amen is weak. What is all your cover? What was meant to destroy you, we elevate you. I wanted to talk to the Lord this morning. Say, heighten my spiritual senses. Heighten my spiritual senses. Remove every blockage. Remove every hindrance. Heighten my spiritual senses. The ability to see. The ability to hear. I need prayer warriors this afternoon. I need prayer warriors this afternoon. The ability to see. See beyond the natural. Hear beyond the natural. See the invisible. Hear the inaudible. You will no more be deceived. You will no more be deceived by what eyes can see. Receive that grace in this service. In the name of Jesus.